The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and, yes, Greg Fleet.
Well, when I say Greg Fleet, he's not actually here, but I'm sure he's in transit, though, Ed.
Yeah, we'll be right.
Am I peaking? Are my levels peaking? I always like to start a bit peaky on the show here in the Haunted Studio. Yeah. A great show coming up today.
Experts have their reservations.
We've got, who's getting a bum rap?
I don't know.
There's a lot of bum raps out there, we'll be finding out. Madonna has more scientific solutions for the world's problems.
Fantastic.
Ed Cavalli has been working on a brand new segment.
But no charges have been laid.
And, well, all this and hopefully Greg Fleet coming up. It's all courtesy of the team from Get This.
There's also plans to remove their eggs and replace them with dummy ones to decrease numbers.
What?
That's Buffalo Soldier. Very nice way to start.
Nice.
Get This around the nation on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin. That bloke is Ed Cavalli.
Morning.
And that empty chair should contain Greg Fleet. It had to happen eventually.
He was doing so well. He was half an hour early last time.
I know. 1 week he came in like a whole week early by mistake on the wrong Monday.
He's dedicated. He's so dedicated.
But he feels he has to live up to his reputation.
Yeah, fair enough. He'll be here soon, no doubt.
There's lots to talk about. In the meantime, Did you hear that clip I was playing at the beginning about replacing birds' eggs? Rather cruel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Practice.
Why are they doing that?
This is a story that was on the news in Melbourne.
Okay.
The Channel 10 news last night. Have a listen to this.
This picture postcard scene is about to become akin to something from Hitchcock's The Birds. Melbourne Council building a pigeon coop at Batman Park to entice the birds from the city. Lunches less than impressed.
So we're making a mess, dirtying up the place, droppings everywhere. Then I might think twice about having lunch here.
Lunches? Have you heard that before? They introduce us to some great new phrases. First, Current Affair, of course, described someone as having a marriage in shatters. That's my favourite phrase of the year. Let's just hear it again.
Lunches, less than impressed.
Lunches!
Excuse me, so how would you like to be described? Well, I think the lunch would be about right.
No, it's lunchers.
Oh, sorry, that's what I said.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to be described as a lunch. That would be foolish.
I've been sitting here covered in mayonnaise all day. I haven't even had a bite.
Oh, so remember, if you're sitting in a park today and you're having lunch, you are a dirty little luncher. Here comes a luncher from
Here's
way
a
back.
Luncher.
It's Greg Fleet. Give him a fake round.
A slightly sweaty Greg Fleet.
Top of the
morning, sir.
I offer my most humble bubkus to everyone. Now, I'd also just quickly like to point out, and I promise not to go on about bubkus, but a guy actually
Too
came
late.
Up to me. Yesterday, a guy came up to me and went, I heard you on Tony Martin's show going on about bubkus, and he seemed really angry. And I went, oh, sorry. And he went, it's bubkus. That was his only problem, was it? We weren't pronouncing it right.
Have you ever been described as a luncher, Greg Fleet?
No, but I have never walked into a room either and had someone go, dirty little luncher, and everyone laughed before either.
Well, when we say everyone.
Well, the four people in this room and the small studio audience.
Oh, you've joined us on a good... I'm just trying to find some big stories we can get our teeth into.
I found out yesterday dolphins aren't smart anymore.
Really?
What?
Yeah,
what's
happened? I'll tell you about it later. I don't want to go into it right now.
Was one on the world's brainiest fish?
And was mammal, just, mate. Mammal.
It was outbrained by Corinne Grant. Possibly.
Oh, I've never, ever been able to make you say the things I want to say.
Ninjas under the bed. Have you suffered from that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is in England, Leicester. A man suffering from hallucinations set fire to his flat to smoke out the ninjas hiding under his bed. Here's the key phrase. Stanley Turner suffered the temporary delusions while trying to wean himself off alcohol.
There it is.
So I think the lesson there is keep drinking. Don't wean yourself off alcohol. Unwanted ninjas are the sorry result.
Absolutely.
Many lives have been ruined by the sudden appearance of sobriety-induced ninjas emerging from beneath the bed area.
Drink and drive. You hurry up, said the look at her.
As they say.
Oh, yeah. Ninjutsu. That's fantastic. Yeah, I thought you were actually... When you said stuffed, I thought you were just doing a really bad Steve Guttenberg attempt at a Japanese accent. Oh, he's stuffer from
Steve Guttenberg. Have you heard Guttenberg doing in New Zealand?
It's Guttenberg, is it not Guttenberg?
It's the Goot.
I'm the same with Bubkus and Bubkus.
Hey, get out those Guttenberg clips.
Oh, you've got some Guttenberg.
We've got plenty of Goot in the tank. Because there's a big story coming out of New Zealand at the moment, and I like the way I just threw in a big there too.
Oh yeah, just to prove.
It normally only happens when drunk. That apparently the Maori community are upset by these home tattooing kits that they're selling around the world. They're sort of reflecting badly on Maori New Zealand culture.
Okay.
Because people are getting these little kits where they draw a sort of war paint on, as it were.
They're not permanent tats though.
No, they're like like the one.
Like one that, Ashley Simpson might have. Ooh. Just for, presenting an award or something like that.
Like the Corinne Grant one you've got.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's massive. It's life size.
Who do we have in here had a bizarre tattoo? Dylan Lewis has a tattoo of an anchovy on his foot.
Mm.
And
an
amazing coincidence, Kim Beazley has an entire Hawaiian Super Supreme tattooed on his back. I don't know if people are aware of that.
He's got an anchovy on his foot and a tin on his shoe.
So the Maori tattooing kits are disrespectful of New Zealand culture.
Uh-huh.
Then when are we going to come down hard on Steve Guttenberg and his New Zealand accent in the film Don't Tell Her It's Me?
I could have rang for a bloody cab from any one of those booths we passed.
Would you like a drink?
Have you any whiskey?
Frangelico Kahlua.
Haven't you got anything with a bit of hair on it? A bit of bite to it?
I've got some gin.
A large glass, if you will.
There you go.
Oh, I have to have a shower. Oh, I'm soiled by the Guttenberg. Oh, that's really painful.
What else is going on in London? Hundreds of hardened teenage criminals, including muggers and burglars, are to be freed from jail early because the government has run out of cells.
Fair enough.
So they're just putting them out on the street.
Yep.
Ooh. Put them in the Big Brother house where we can all keep an eye on them. That's what I think. And, maybe just in the punishment room.
Yeah, not bad.
I thought that was their name from it too. Muggers and burglar. Oi, muggers, what are you up to, mate? Leave it.
Leave it, burglar. You've got some more Guttenberg there.
And he's a ruthless wanderer, twisting through this savage world in search of...
In search of what?
Of a way to fill the yearning void within himself.
What? Fully what? That's for real. The yearning void within himself.
Oh, they said, and fully void what's in himself. I was like, oh, go easy, Goot. That is actually a real... I'm going to see the film now. What's it called?
It's called Don't Tell Her It's Me, and it's got Steve Guttenberg as a bikie with a mullet and a New Zealand accent on the cover. What about in Kathmandu? That's where the wacky stuff happens. Dozens of women stripped and ploughed their fields naked in West Nepal, hoping to appease the gods and get some much-needed rain. This is our last weapon. We used it, and there was light rainfall. Newspaper quoted one of the women as saying. So it did work. There was light rainfall, so the gods have gone... I've nude it up.
Yeah,
give him a little bit. Send something down.
I prefer her sister, but okay, give him a bit. Yeah.
It's kind of like just sticking a $5 note down the underpants, really. It's the
absolutely.
It's the gods equivalent of that.
Yeah.
They're nude. It's not Top Gear. It's not Jennifer Hawkins, but you send something down. Give him something.
Yeah, look, it's like an encouragement award.
You think that's what we should be trying here? Nude women in the fields?
That got me here on time this morning. Oh, I feel guilty.
We're looking for big... Don't panic. Hey, Fleety, are you on the Wikipedia?
Well, apparently I'm referred to, and someone told me this. I haven't checked it, but apparently, I'm not sure what the word is. I think it's bogan. If you look up the word bogan, it says, as quoted by, it says blah, 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 what a bogan is, and it says, as referred to by Greg Fleet, and it says... A quote from my stand-up, which is, I asked you specifically, or something like that.
So you're referred to in someone else's article. We're on Richard Marsland's page. Richard Marsland has his own page.
The shock jock Richard Marsland.
That's not right for me to have one, but not Greg Fleet.
You didn't do one for me. You did one for yourself.
I have to say, though, Richard, it is unvandalised as yet.
Oh.
Unvandalised. If you go to Ed Cavalier's page, I don't know who's been interfering with your page yet.
Oh, let me guess.
I got a fair idea.
It goes for a long time.
Yeah. That means I don't even have to guess anymore. If it goes for a long time, I know.
Yeah. This is this, though. This is quite... Even I was offended on your behalf by this.
Yeah. What was it? I haven't heard this.
Ed also played the major role in the 2002 theatre production, Lucky, described in the Sydney Morning Herald as, quote, best viewed as an exercise for developing actors.
Oh, that... So you actually... I'm trying not to be offended for you, but you did that as an acting exercise for other people.
Ed, I can find worse reviews of me in 5 seconds on the internet. Don't look that offended. Welcome to show business.
No, I've never read that. It's quite accurate.
I can tell you, it's fair.
I think that was me who wrote that. It's fair enough.
Bad reviews are plenty. You want one when you're overseas that says "Ocker Shocker Falls Flat."
Was that you?
Yes, yeah. And my favourite one of all time, it wasn't me, but it was two people doing a double act. To say it was Tony Martin and Greg Fleet doing a double act, the review just slagged them off, gave them half a star out of five, and said at the start, the half a star at the top of this review was a magnanimous gesture, then just slagged them off, and at the end went, Tony Martin is preferable to Greg Fleet in the same way that emphysema is preferable to full-blown cancer.
Oh,
savage!
Gee, book now.
Imagine if you got the review and you went, oh, no, then you went... At least I'm only emphysema. turn on cancer, boy.
And as for the Get This page, it's just, as I say, it is just like an old toilet block covered in graffiti on the internet. Every day you go there, there's something new. There was one, this was up yesterday. It's now been taken down, but Nikki printed it out before it went down. One of the most main notable events, this is a good sentence, one of the most main notable events over the past 6 months on Get This has been the constant taunting of Rex Hunt, who has now gone into seclusion in the back alleys of Melbourne, shedding his clothing to avoid being detected by the general public. One can identify a nude Rex Hunt by his infamous catchphrase, "The girl's happy," as he streaks, this is the sentence I enjoyed, as he streaks from alley to alley, fornicating himself.
Oh.
And then the bloke's put, actually, in the text, in the body copy, he's written, posted by Brendan Smith.
Brendan! Oh, nice. Is that the author, Brendan Smith?
Yeah, the author of the fornicating sentence. He was so happy and went, no, I've got to put my mark on that one. It's like a really good painting.
Big up to you, Brendan.
On the run, too. Fornication on the run.
So pop onto Wikipedia.
Mm.
Feel free to just vandalise
our...
you know, it's an ongoing work in progress. It's fun to
write
get on.
Bubkus.
Yeah.
Write Bubkus, the correct spelling, though.
Throw a gratuitous Bubkus in. Yeah. And, Greg, you are lucky to be here.
I sure am.
Ed Cavalli has a brand new segment. It's Ed's video blog.
I've been waiting for this to happen.
That's next. I'll get this. That's the Chili Peppers. Yeah, I'm sorry, I just tripped over running to the microphone.
He was trying to prove, I was trying to explain to him about running late, and he said, oh, that's impossible, but let me try it. And he just went about two suburbs away and ran back here.
There's a lot going on this show. There's a lot of peddling. What are you going on about dolphins again for, Greg Fleet? You're obsessed with them.
I've got a tattoo of a dolphin.
Yeah. And they're stupid, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I also don't want to offend any Maori people, but it's a real tattoo.
Oh, okay, sure.
But apparently scientists have come out and said that dolphins are not as smart as we thought they were.
Hmm.
And the only reason we thought they were smart is because they've got a big brain, which is a pretty good way of telling, I would have thought. But one of his things of proving this, he said that fish are smarter and rats are smarter. And he said that if you put a rat in a cage without a lid on it, it will jump out. If you put a fish in a fish bowl without a lid on it, eventually the fish will jump out. He said if you do that with a dolphin, it won't jump out. And that proves that they're not as smart as rats and fish. And I'm thinking, well, if you put a dolphin in a fishbowl for a start, it'll take you ages to jam it in there. You know, like, the fish may jump out proving it's a genius, but then it dies flipping around on the floor with lint and old safety pins stuck to it and stuff, whereas the dolphin doesn't. The dolphin just goes, I'm going to kick back here and read Camus and, again.
And not die.
Not die.
So
not
isn't that evidence of smartness? Not leaping to its death might be a sign of intelligence.
I would have thought so. But then again, the article was written by... that rat from Bananas in Pyjamas.
Okay.
So, you know, but...
I'm confused now.
No, I'm with you.
They just say that they're basically saying that dolphins aren't as smart as we always thought they were, and they had all these ways of proving it, which to me didn't really sound like very good ways of proving it. There was another way. They put some cheese in a maze, and the rat had to find its way to the cheese. They then put some cheese in a maze and put a dolphin in, and the dolphin, they reckon the dolphin just kind of rolled around and made flipping noises and didn't even pursue the cheese.
It did drive for a while though.
Oh yeah, and warned people about a mine collapse.
Hey, forget your Bananas and Pyjamas. Okay. What is that show you're obsessed with, Ed?
Mm-mm. Oh, Fairy Dance Time.
How's it going on Fairy Dance Time this morning?
It's brilliant. Jeffrey Tambor? Jeffrey Tambor from the Larry Sanders Show, also plays the dad in Arrested Development, is starring as a bumblebee.
This morning, he's doing his best naturalism.
Playing Barnaby
the Bumblebee in the face of massive overacting from his colleagues.
The whole show is like zany children's acting, and then there's one guy who insists on the method.
He if he has to cry, he like sticks a pin in his hand. And so, but the only thing, I have two objections to this show. One, it's not colourful enough, and two, everyone in it is way too heterosexual.
You're listening to Get This Brought to You by the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
I gotta have more cowbell.
It gives you more cowbell. It's the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Frog sack.
That's not the right... It's the Mercedes-Benz Vito. I don't think we even own the licensing for that, so none of those were helpful.
We could do a version.
Hey, here's some Jake Wall news for you.
I've got some as well.
Is this a segment now?
Well, it's just kind of like a...
Wall to wall on Get This. The man planning to sue Jennifer Hawkins for up to $1 million said she'd still be a cheerleader if it wasn't for him.
Oh.
Oh, hang on a second. I think we should all just picture that for a moment. All right, I think that's enough picturing.
Get this.
This bloke is seeking 20% of the former Miss Universe's endings. He also plans to sue the handbag, Wally, for 20% of his earnings after, quote, transforming him from Jake the Chippy into Jake Mr. Universe. What do you make of that?
Chippy and cheerleader. If it wasn't for me, you two would be chippies and cheerleaders.
You'd be flapping about like a dolphin in a maze with no cheese.
No cheese for you, Hawkins.
Well, the Wolfster has been bitten by the TV bug, as we know.
He's a TV hopeful.
Well, he's more than that. He's a TV almost these days.
Whoa!
He's got—he's loving every minute of TV. I think television's definitely the way I want to go. And this is what he says here. He looks like he's going to get offered a role on McLeod's Daughters.
Oh, then I'll be a delivery man too.
And he reckons that acting is a whole new story. It's probably a lot harder.
Probably a lot harder than standing around doing nothing.
Studied acting. I'd like to point out it's not. It comes a close second to standing around doing nothing.
Ed, you know, you've got a new segment. Is that the deal?
Yeah, Tone. We've been talking about this thing called the internet.
Yes.
And we've talked about blogs, people writing their life story, their massively interesting lives, and so we can all read them. There is a thing called video blogging, which is like, I'm so interesting. Not only do people want to read about me, but they want to watch me as well.
Right.
So I've picked up, I put into YouTube a video blog, and the most watched video blog in the world, with 2,300 people watching it just this month alone, is Jane from England.
Right.
So I've picked up the stuff. This is why she is just so interesting. So we're just going to get to know Jade first. Here we go.
I'll show you my name badge, which is quite incredible. I'm sure you'll agree. Sales assistant Jade. Yep.
Wow.
So she's a massively interesting sales assistant showing us her name badge, which just says Jade on it. That's all it does.
And she also smells a lot of coke by the sounds of things.
It's later on. Then she gets into the big questions. This is Jade solving the big questions.
When you hold a shell up to your ear, you can hear the sea. So if you hold a shell up to your ear, can you hear walking? Just in case you're in any doubt, when you hold a shoe up to your ear, there's no sound of walking.
No.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, well,
you know how much my ear smells trying to find that out?
We're all disappointed, Jane. But now, look, the big news, though, so that's her, you know, doing experiments for all of our benefit, but here's the big news. This is Jane's big news of the month. This is what got 2,300 people to watch already. Here we go.
Other news, well, I've taught my chihuahua nincompooch a trick. You have to understand what big news this is.
Right, it's a bit of sizzle for the next blog, is it?
Although I know this isn't what she said, but it's like, I taught my chihuahua a trick. You have to understand what big knees he has.
You're talking about nincompooch, buddy.
Nincompooch!
I know.
Oh. So stay tuned.
Great. You're holding off on the payoff.
No, that's it. That's it for this month. That's the life of Jane this month.
She will return.
Next month. Now, why did you whisper peanut butter to me?
I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking. Look over there.
Hey, I wouldn't be alone there.
I've just written what I thought was a really funny ad for the Mercedes-Benz Vito, right?
Okay, well, let's hear it.
I just realised I didn't realise it was called the veto. I've called it something else.
Right.
So the ad makes no sense. I called it the Benz. And I went, oh, this will be great. And they went, the Mercedes-Benz veto. Oh, okay, that's been vetoed. Anyway.
I should tell you something, Greg. We're on air.
Oh, no. Oh, no wonder.
Okay.
Oh, no wonder that light keeps flashing in my eye.
We've got musical improvisation coming up. And for people who have requested, we're going to find out what you never know you'll hear.
Ah, good.
If that makes sense, on Get This.
Get This.
I apologize for the impact this has had on our nation.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Let's Get This around the nation on Triple M. If you're just joining us, Greg Fleet is here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the free part of the show.
This is my favourite bit, because this is the bit where I don't feel the pressure to just be funny, 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 and just keep people laughing constantly. It's a time where I can kick back with my friends and reflect. Reflect on a day that I've done pretty much nothing in so far.
Yeah. What's planned for the rest of the day, though, Greg?
I'll probably get together with my crew. Maybe pop some caps in someone's ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've found recently that a couple of people have been dissing my biatch.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So what have you got in mind for them?
I may get in the roller and do a drive-by.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a song. It's not really a song, it's more of a rap, but I don't know that I necessarily want to do it right now, because it relates to something a bit later in the show. Yeah. But what I'm doing is I'm putting it out there for people who are listening who might be thinking, I'm going to turn this off because there's not enough hip-hop in it. I'm just saying to you, stick around, bro. Yeah.
There is never enough hip-hop on Get This. I think crunk fans are satisfied.
Yeah, there's okay. A lot of crunk.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the standard hip-hop, vanilla, there's just not enough of it. Ed's got something planned, though. What have you got? Some music for us, Ed?
Oh, yeah. I've got a synthesizer and a number of laser guns, which I'm going to play all at once. So, Fleety, if you could just hold this laser gun.
Do you want me to play it at any point?
Yep, I'll cue you in. Here we go. And yeah, it's in. Here we go. And a bit more. Oh, I did something. Yeah, that's a horn. Yeah, it's quick, Fleety.
Oh, lucky I started doing it then.
This isn't just tainted love, is it?
No. Fleety's laser gun. Sometimes.
That's some tainted love from Soft Cell.
Featuring Greg Fleet on laser guns.
It really hurts your fingers after a while. I don't know how spacemen do it.
It's again, it's Triple M around the nation. And Ed, do you mind if I just stop to acknowledge some of our emailees?
I would love that.
Oh, look, so many people have written in about my Twisted Tale script. That's up on the internet.
It's actually, I read it. It is really excellent.
There's a couple of dodgy bits, but it could have worked. It's only a first draft too, by the way.
But to see a first draft leads to a second draft, and before you know it, you're drink driving.
There you go.
Do you know they did 9 drafts of Batman Forever?
Oh, really? Did they do it backwards? Started with a really excellent one. And went, no, we need to make it a bit worse. Get Ivan Reitman in here.
Ivan Reitman. Well, he is a genius. Hey, let's have some email music, please. I must thank so many people who have emailed in about my Twisted Tales. Craig, Rach, Erica, Spider, Nick, Big Russ, Chris,
Big Russ?
Puntlitz, Darren Wheeler, John Baker, Jared Hansen, Monty Arnold, Marcelo Pitau, Jonathan Stewart, Tim Long, and Michael Paslow, who sent me a hilarious email as Brian Bloody Brown, I can't read any of it out on air. It does mainly consist of bloody.
Right.
But what about TK? He says the script lacks sizzle. He thinks me and Ed should act it out over the coming weeks.
That's a good idea.
See if we can sizzle it up.
Very good idea. It lacks sizzle, do it.
Dane
more. Do it on radio.
Dane Hansen says, bloody ordinary. I can think of at least 2 other shows that have ended up the same bloody way. Stick to comedy and get more Greg Fleet podcasts on the bloody Triple M bloody website.
I was going to slag that guy off, but I reckon he's a genius.
He's a big fan of the Fleetcast that's up there.
Oh, it's always people from Scandinavian countries that dig my humour.
Philip Taylor says, stop whining and make it yourself.
Oh, what an Aussie.
Which I actually was going to do, but the ending, if you've read it, slightly expensive ending.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I could do that, but we'll give it a crack. Ed's doing some filmmaking for the show. Send in an entry to the Funniest Home Video Show.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I play the starring role of Giant Mouse.
Oh, and do you get hit with a garden fork or anything? Don't wreck the ending.
Keep an eye out for it.
I think that's a yes.
Mitch says, well, Tony, it's no lolly scramble. Thank you for plugging my book. but I could see it working. My main problem was it was hard to take seriously. I kept expecting the Curb Your Enthusiasm music to come in. I did try and make it funny. That's probably the mistake.
And then also, you're a victim of your own celebrity. If you'd written it under the name Dane Hansen.
There you go. Fan of the Fleet Cast. What about Mick the Postie? He says, my only suggestion is your script could have done with the inclusion of more cowbell.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Point well made, sir.
But so many people emailing in. It's our 100th show. Mick Malloy is coming in on Thursday. And he's already got quite a few challenges racked up.
He does.
We're going to have him up on the Milo tin stilts.
Excellent.
But a lot of people are emailing in about things they'd like to hear, sketches we can't put on the podcast because of course, those pesky music copyright issues. I think we've already played this one before.
It gets a lot of requests, though, Tone. It's probably the most requested sketch we get asked for.
It's got you playing ping pong in it.
I know.
Here it is.
You never know what we'll play next on Get This. It might be some old stuff. Or it might be some new stuff. Might be some slow stuff. Or it could be some fast stuff. That's right, we've completely lost the plot and have no idea what we're gonna play next.
Phenomena.
It might be some old stuff. Or it might be something from the future. It might be rock. Or music to make you think. Who knows what we'll play next at Get This.
Right.
Ah. Yeah. It could be some old stuff. It might be some new stuff. Because we've got absolutely no idea what we're gonna play next. Well, sometimes we do.
The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
We love playing that. But mostly we've got no f***ing idea. It could be old. It could be new. It might even be this. But it definitely won't be Dave Graney.
No, you don't.
Oh, it's Green Day here. Get this on Triple M. Greg Fleet is here just having serious acting discussions off air.
With the Cav Man and the Fleet Man. We can start an acting school, possibly.
You guys have both done acting training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was thrown out of NIDA.
What about I saw Sam Neill once? You were thrown out of NIDA.
Yep, I was thrown out because I thought it stood for No, I Don't Act.
I think it does.
No, I was there with my contemporaries. Pretty much, they're a bunch of nobodies. People like Baz Luhrmann, Catherine McClements. Who? Hello.
What are they doing now?
I don't know, but their name certainly comes after the Fleet Man in the credits.
Did they ever play Delivery Man number 2 in an episode of Prisoner?
I do not think so, my friend. That was a Mexican accent right there.
I saw Sam Neill on the Letterman show. You remember the Letterman show? It used to be on before the very popular Quizmania took over on Channel 9.
The Letterman show, is that the one that's on at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, is it still on a 6?
Oh, it is actually on.
Oh, really?
Really late.
Too many people were presumably watching. Mm. They went, we need Quizmania.
Yeah, that broth was spoiled.
But Sam Neill, the Letterman said to him, what's the best acting tip you ever got? And Sam Neill said, James Mason said to him, if you're sitting in a chair and you have to get up and walk to the door, in real life, because you know where the door is in your house, you would just get up and walk to it.
Yep.
But in a movie, you should look to the door. Yep. And yep. then walk to it, because you just look like a spaz. If you yep. just get up in a movie, it just looks ridiculous if you just get up and walk to a door. Yep. Yeah, so absolutely. There you go.
And that's sort of what the Cavmeister and I were talking about.
Yeah.
The thing in bad acting, a lot of people just like will go and they'll walk straight to the clue as well without looking at
it.
Oh,
right.
And then walk over there and go, oh my, here is a clue. What will we do now? Rebecca Bernard and I, who did name dropping, Rebecca's Empire, we went to school together. And our favourite thing, every time we see each other, still, like 20 odd years later, is to go up to each other and say, Trevor's been stabbed, what are we going to do? And just all the different ways you can say it, that line. Trevor's been stabbed, what are we going to do? Trevor has been stabbed, what are we going to do?
I tell you who knows about acting. That'd be Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Director of Clerks and now Clerks 2.
Yeah.
So many people, including Dan, email us in caps. That's how serious are. To say, when is Kevin Smith going to be on the show? This Friday.
Oh. Yeah.
Kevin Smith is our co-host.
I noticed when you've got all these great celebrity guests and stuff on, you pretty much keep the Fleet Man on ice.
Yeah.
Is that a deliberate thing?
Well, we could get you in because they've told us we can only have him for two breaks.
Yeah.
But our idea is that we will be such nerds
that
he will just have to stick around for the whole
dazzling
hour.
Dazzling with figurines. Make him stay.
I'll tell him how much I enjoyed Dazed and Confused, and that'll work.
Yeah, he'll love that.
Oh, he didn't make that.
Well, we'll give you some stuff, some sizzle.
Yeah.
Fleet Man starring as the narrator of a sweet new show tonight, are you not, Fleet Man?
I am indeed.
Real stories.
Real stories.
I'm the voice. I'm the linking voice that links one story to another.
And you've got Ryan Shelton.
Homeboy Ryan Shelton, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you've got Mr. X and Mr. Y.
Yeah.
We can't name.
Yeah.
And they're really offended, apparently, because I won't go on their radio show to talk about their show.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm going, well, it's on another network.
Yeah, I know.
That's not going to go down well around here.
No, I know.
Well, you'd find that the M's would suddenly start saying, instead of standing for Mice, Magic and Mayhem, like they stand for now,
it'd
stand for My Mother's Married or something. Something a bit angrier than that. I couldn't think of three words starting with M.
I'm not sure that phrase actually applies to either my or Ed's mum.
No way.
No. My mum was married several times back in the 1960s, but that's a whole nother show.
She's getting a bad rap from you.
You're trying to help Ed Beverly. You're trying to help. Yes, let's get up the mountain. We are talking bum raps. I'll tell you something that gets a bum rap, the theme from Charles in Charge.
I'm desperate to play the whole thing.
Tony, how's that?
Can we please play the whole thing tomorrow? Because they feel every word.
They're so happy
that Charles is in charge of their days and their nights.
And their nights.
Come on.
Yeah, he's in charge of their nights twice.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And, you know, we've put in a request to play the whole of The Hives.
Yeah.
Hate to say, I told you so.
I forgot to do that.
For the 100th show.
Yep.
That's not looking good. I don't think the whole Charles in Charge team is going to go down well.
I could broker a deal between you and Triple M to make this happen. We get Dave Graney to play the thing to Charles in Charge.
That'll help. That'll if we get Nickelback to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Charles in Charge, your monkeys, emanates.
I love Charles when he's on his knee.
Like a paperback novel. Okay, let's get back
getting
to...
getting a bum rap tone.
Who?
Is there an artist? Miss O'Reilly, O'Reilly is an artist who's got a new work where she lies naked with a dead pig for hours.
And I object very strongly to her referring to me in that way.
but the animal activists are saying that it's unfair on the pig, and the art critics are saying that she's not even a proper artist.
Yeah.
Maybe she should get a day job to pay the bills. And she has responded. The artist O'Reilly has responded with saying, "Well, really? Well, the work left me with an undercurrent of pigginess."
Oh!
You know, if that is art, there's a lot of art on the internet, and it's not safe for work.
And those pigs aren't dead. I've actually written a bum rap.
Oh, so you've misinterpreted the topic completely.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be who's getting a bum rap.
Oh.
But you've written a bum rap.
Well, you guys are getting a bum rap from me this morning right here.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Can you, Marsden, just bust a couple of moves for me?
Can you flip out some beats?
I'm smoking, not choking like Mama Cass. Dig my timing and my rhyming in this song about ass. It's a snap till you clap. Check the map. It's no trap. Alex Paps. Great. Perhaps you can't touch me. I'm really pretty like a lap dancer. Lyrical romancer. Down with the pantser. Take a chance. Here's a link, secret chimp star Lance. A lot link, Lance. Bum rap, show your ass when you dance. It's a trance. Charles Dance, Otto Pfister coaching France. Bum rap, Bubkus, peace out.
Charles Dance.
Oh, yeah.
In charge.
Charles Dance in charge. The English version that didn't work out, it was like a swap with The Office.
I'm going to throw up through my nose.
Otto Pfister coaching France.
France, could I loved it, be? It.
Okay.
Loved it,
maybe. Do we have time for a song?
Yes.
I could just.
Only the back.
Call
so
us up.
So who's getting a bum rap? 133353. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dovetail, very quickly.
Oh, Dovetail.
They've discovered, Fleety, mm-hmm. 4 new planets in our solar system, yeah. And they've got crap names. 205FY9, EL61, Sedna and Quirra. Those aren't good names for planets.
They're named after the people who discovered them, though.
Yeah, that's that why. FY9, he's a great scientist.
So, Uranus is getting a bum rap. So
people have to call in with their bum rap. And no, don't do a bum rap.
No.
Who's getting a bum rap? And Dovetail
with new planet. Name a planet.
Yeah.
And we've taken so long to explain it. I reckon let's just do it.
Let's just go straight
to the callers.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's your problem? We've had another Dovetail request, which I'll just mention from Terry. I don't know if he gets the Dovetail concept completely. He says, here's one for you. Ask people if they've seen The Station Agent.
Wow! It's a great film.
It is a great film.
I like it. I love The Station Agent.
So tell us who's getting a bum rap or tell us if you've seen The Station Agent.
But this guy, he goes, it's a great movie, but it's a hard one to sell to my friends. When I tell them it's about a dwarf who inherits a train station, they just don't seem that interested.
Yeah, but that's because all his friends own tall people bus lines.
But if you're looking for a film about a dwarf that inherits a railway station, it is the best.
Absolutely right, that's
seen. It's a big call, but I'd say I agree with you.
Yeah.
Quick, it's a complicated topic. Quick song, 133353. We'll see you on the other side.
All right.
Who's getting a bum rap?
133353.
That's Lenny Kravitz, American Woman. Here at Get This. Mm. Wasn't going to play that song. Mm. I thought, let's just go straight to the callers. I've never seen Ed looking so panicked.
Uh-huh.
And we get off air, I go, why did you make me play the song? And he's gone, we weren't getting any callers. You made it too complicated again.
Yeah, it was going fine until you started including height references and train stations.
It was going fine until we actually said what the topic was, which is bum raps. Who's getting one
Hello,
in family?
Luke, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, mate. I'm just ringing up. All the comic book geeks out in, there in the world, they've all been given bum raps for years and years and years because we read comic books.
Mm-hmm.
But look at all these movies that are coming out these days that are based on comic books. Mm-hmm. Like, well, even Kevin Smith, he writes for comic books.
Yes, that's true.
That you've got on Friday. So, yeah, it's just like we've been given a bum rap for years, being called nerds and everything. And now they're making millions and millions of dollars off it. So, yeah.
It's nerdsploitation. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's been things like The Hulk, Spider-Man, Terms of Endearment. I'm with you, my friend. No. I'm a it's Greg Fleet speaking. I'm a big comic reader. I'm a big Iron Man fan and the Avengers.
Exactly. Mm. My girlfriend still buys me comic books every week.
There you go. See, I'm glad to see that you're calling them comic books and not graphic novels. That's where the rot set in, I think.
Graphic novellas.
Oh, no. Graphic novels, they're pretty good, but not as good as the good old comic
books. Oh, okay. There we go. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Who's getting a bum rap, sir?
I think the two coalition politicians in Queensland for the upcoming election, they're getting a bum rap.
What are they called?
Are you talking about Larry Springborg?
No, as Georgie puts them on the cage, Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah, I just love saying Larry Springborg.
Larry Springborg, it's a terrific name, isn't it?
Well, yeah. What's that? What's going on? What kind of bum rap?
Oh, well, he keeps on saying Larry Springborg keeps putting his foot in it and Beattie takes advantage of it and they keep giving him a hard time.
Has Mayor Ed Harris thrown his hat in the ring yet? What's he got
no,
to say?
I haven't seen Mayor Ed Harris yet.
I think he might be doing a sequel to The Abyss. The deputy mayor has to come in.
I see. I thought you wrote the skit that the Labor Party's using on the television now where they got Springborg making an utter fool of himself.
They were going to get Springboard. They were going to have Kim Beazley jumping off Springboard into a pool and doing a bomb.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Into a pool of water that could turn you into a ladyboy, according to Mr. Springboard.
Mark. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'm well.
Who's getting a bum rap, mate?
I think cricket umpire Darryl Harries.
Yeah, that's right. Nice.
Overnight, they were burning effigies of American Pakistan.
Really?
Effigies?
Yeah. One of the effigies had a bra on making fun of his man boobs.
Oh.
Nice.
And
once it gets to that level, once you start doing effigies of people with a bra on, I remember when they did that to you out the front of the station that time, Tony Martin effigy, and it was burning, and you were going, this doesn't affect me at an emotional level, until you saw the bra, and the tears started flowing.
And it was all because I bagged Toto's Africa.
Oh, indeed.
The Toto fans are notorious and vindictive.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Matt. Oh, very kind, sir. Very
are they
kind.
The only callers who understood the topic?
You know it. And no one wanted to name a planet. I'm not giving you up, listeners. You'll be naming planets every day until we're happy.
Yes,
we'll be. The station agent.
We're going to name planets every day until someone gets it right.
Yeah.
The Station Agent is an excellent and underrated movie.
Yep.
And thanks to everyone who called in. Keep emailing us.
I want to say what's up to our homies at University of Queensland. They've just messaged us and said, can we? So here we are. Hello.
Sup with that, students.
Yep.
And I think our key phrase, so thanks for coming in, Greg Fleet. It's always a treat.
Our key phrase is, you can't touch me. I'm like a really pretty lap dancer, lyrical romancer. Here comes the key phrase, down with the pantser.
We'll be back tomorrow with Russell Gilbert. Gilbo! And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito, no Van Mornito.
Oh, check it with the police zone.
Now it's allowing you know.
Lunches less than impressed.